Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Unchurch Live. It is a no-holds-barred spiritual conversation for the seeker and the skeptic. I am your co-host, Finesse, and I'm here tonight solo. Dr. Gardner is off tonight. I want to welcome my Be Live Unchurch Live family, as well as my Blog Talk Unchurch Live family. If you want to call in and speak to me, the co-host, and tonight, the host, you can call in at 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106, and you can hit me up in the chat below the video on Facebook, and I'm going to just take a quick tour over to Facebook. I see me talking in the chat, and I hear me talking. So we are good to go. Let me give you that call-in number one more time. It is 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. I am starting tonight a three-part series entitled God Talk. So we want to talk about things pertaining to God. Tonight, what I believe is going to be an interesting show, infotaining, if you will. Part one, why I believe in God. Why I believe in God. I have been a believer in God now, as well as a Christ follower, for about 37 years. A long time. It's almost three more years. It'll be two decades. Or two generations, decades, 10 years, a generation is 20 years, it'd be a long time. And we go through different stages in our faith life. And I'm at a point in my life now of asking myself the question, why do I believe in God? What is the reason? What is the rational, logical basis for me to believe in God? And so tonight you're watching and you may consider yourself skeptical. I don't know that there's a God. Or you may be an atheist. There is no God. You may be an agnostic. And an agnostic simply says, I don't know. So tonight, I'm going to talk about why I believe. And I will be the first to acknowledge the fact and admit the fact that there is a rational basis for not believing that God, creator, supreme intelligence, higher power, divine being, all of those designations for God speak to the fact that God does not exist. When I look at the ills of this society, I have a friend who resides in Nicaragua. She posts very regularly, probably 3, 4, 5, 6 times per day on Facebook, and there is evidently some political unrest going on there, driven by student protests against Daniel Ortega. And she depicts by video, by photograph, and both incidents of violence. We look here at school shootings. Human beings, inhumanity to each other. I'm obviously a person of color when I look at the incidents of police brutality. And Caucasian people who call the police on persons of color, in particular African Americans, for having a picnic while black, enjoying a barbecue while black, sitting at a Starbucks while black, not saying hello while renting B&B, Airbnb, rooms while black, soon, and in real sense, it will be existing while black. So there are a lot of things that happen. The NFL owners deciding to fine teams and individual players for kneeling during the national anthem. What could be more nonviolent and more conceding than someone taking a knee? I'm a boxer and martial artist. If I'm in the midst of a bout and I take a knee, that is an indication that the action needs to stop. I am self-imposing an 8-count And so taking a knee, which, by the way, is protesting police brutality, not the military, not the flag. When I think about all of these things, famine, hunger, war, it's easy for the rational person, the good-hearted person, dare I even say the spiritual person, to believe that a God doesn't exist. And it begs the question, if God exists, why aren't there all these ills, negative things, evil things, inhumane acts and occurrences in the world if there's a God? If God is all-loving, all-knowing, all-wise, benevolent, then how could a God allow these things to happen? It's a logical question. And for those of us who want to debate against someone who asks that question, thank you for the person just logged on, we would be in a real sense denying reality. And so you're saying, well, whoa, this finesse, this is unchurched live, right? It is unchurched live. It's not a Bible study. It is unchurched live. It's when we can raise and discuss the ever-pressing questions that may be on our minds. So I'm going to start off by saying that there is a logical reason for people who don't want to believe in God. Yes. For those who say, I don't know, they're not sure, I could welcome that perspective. Although for me, more troubling, if somebody says, you know what, God does not exist, I'm an atheist, I could even accept that. On the other hand, I know some people watch and say, hey, listening, hey, Finesse, where you going with this? I thought the title of Unchurched Live tonight was Why I Believe in God. Yes, it is. But I had to start. It is. At the same time, I had to start with the other side, that there are legitimate reasons for those of us who live in reality, and I would hope that all of us do, throughout the world, when we see what's going on, it's easy to conclude there is no God. On the other hand, for me, there are some valid reasons that I believe that God exists and that constitute the underpinning, the foundation of why I believe in God. So let me start with the first. And I may refer to scripture tonight, I may not. My counterpart, Dr. Gardner, he's the person, thank you for the person who just logged on. My counterpart, Dr. Gardner, he's the one who presents from more of a Bible study type perspective, and I appreciate that. And I think we partner well. I think we complement each other well. We counterbalance as well. I'm going to give us some more theological, if you will, and philosophical reasons. Number one, I think that a self, and listen to how I say this, a self-starting universe doesn't make sense to me. Thank you for the person just logged on. What do I mean by that? I mean, at some point, if you believe, and I believe that God does not exist, and I do believe God exists, then it means that for whatever reason, the universe self-started. That there was, if one can imagine nothingness, there was nothing, and somehow there was something. And for those who believe in the Big Bang, if you take God out of the whole notion of the Big Bang theory, there was nothing, and then for whatever reason, there was something. And for me, a universe that at some point in time, billions of years ago, I would think scientists say that it just started, that doesn't make sense to me. So for me, there has to be a starter. How about that? I know that doesn't necessarily sound sophisticated. There has to be a starter of the universe. Because for me, the universe could not self-start. My car doesn't self-start. I've got to start it. When I cook dinner, the oven doesn't self-start. I've got to turn it on. Life that gestates in the woman's womb doesn't just happen. There has to be intercourse and conception. So for me, there has to be something that started all of this. For those who are fundamentalists, Christians, they believe the earth is about 6,000 years old. I don't happen to believe that. I believe it's probably hundreds of millions of years old, and I can accept the scientific dating of the earth. I just don't believe that it makes sense that the universe has self-started. That's the first reason I believe in God. The second reason I believe in God is that I see a purpose in my existence. And that purpose has been given to me by someone, being apart from me, above me. This is my confession at least once a day. And first I'll state my confession, and then I'll state my life's mission. And let me just take a quick moment. It's 9/11. You're watching and you're listening to Unchurched Live. It is a no-holds-barred spiritual conversation for the seeker and the skeptic. I'm your co-host, going solo tonight, Finesse. My counterpart, Dr. Stephen E. Gardner, is off tonight. So the second reason, as I said, is I see a purpose in my life. I say this at least once per day, sometimes multiple times per day. Listen to this. I am a billionaire, entrepreneur, investor, servant of humanity, philanthropist, activist, athlete, warrior, eight things. That represents the sum total of who Michael David Teague is. And I'll say it one more time. I am a billionaire, entrepreneur, investor, servant of humanity, philanthropist, activist, athlete, warrior, eight things. And my life's mission, I believe, given to me by the Creator, is to do good and to live well. I did not conceptualize that apart from a relationship with my higher power, apart from our relationship with a supreme being, with divine intelligence, with Creator, that was given to me, and I accepted it, and it drives me and guides me and helps to take me through and push me through, blast through the difficult times of my life, of which I've had many. So I believe in God because I believe that God is the giver of purpose. That someone who created us has decided what our mission in life will be. And I don't think that that happens by circumstance. I think that that's given from above. So that's the second reason. The first reason is that a self-starting universe doesn't make sense to me. The second is that I see a purpose in my life. The third is that I see an order to the universe. The human body is a system. It's a well-designed, well-functioning, organized system, whether it's the circulatory system, the muscular system, other systems. There is a logic to it. There's a structure to it. There's a framework to it. In much of life, businesses have systems. Nonprofit organizations have systems. Political organizations, whether they're Democrat, Republican, or independent, have systems. Philanthropic organizations have systems. Families have systems. There's this sense of organization that there was someone thinking about human existence, someone thinking about the world, someone thinking about society, someone thinking about how human beings should relate and set it up, if you will. The deists, and I believe, if I remember my history correctly, Paine, I think if memory serves me correctly, in the 1700s, he wrote the book Common Sense. And he believed that our higher power, our Creator, God, was a divine clockmaker, that God created the world, if you will, to use the clock, a clock as an analogy, wound it up and let it go. I don't believe that. And I say this, Unchurched Live family, some of what I see in human existence, and it bothers me. Racism bothers me. Sexism bothers me. Men who feel like they can sexually harass women, it bothers me. It does. I'm not going to lie. You can say to yourself, why does God allow this? I mean, what is the problem? At the same time, I see an order in the universe. I see an order within families. I see an order in my life. So I have to believe that there's a God. And I will acknowledge that the life of faith, believing in a higher power, is sometimes difficult. I get it. I admit it. I acknowledge it's sometimes very, very difficult. However, I believe. And I've been believing now for 37 years. So let me deal with the last component. And I'll start off by putting it like this. I've done, I hope, I believe, a lot of good in my life. I've done a bit of bad. And I'm thinking about how I'm going to say this, and I just keep it real. I've done a lot of good, some bad. And although I'm not proud of it, I'm not ashamed of it, I've done a tad of ugly. And in the times that I've done badly or done bad things, it's almost as if God always gave me a warning. And it's funny because God typically gives me a warning through movies. I'll give you a case in point. Back in 19, I guess it was 83, 84, when Scarface first came out. Not the one, I believe, with Edward G. Robinson, the one with Al Pacino. I was actually working in one of the legitimate businesses of a drug kingpin. I will not mention his name. And I was going to continue to be a part by my own choice, by my own choice. And you know what? Also by his invitation of the legitimate part of his criminal world. Why? Because I wanted money. And I went to see Scarface. And if any of you or if any of us have ever seen Scarface, you know how the movie ends. Scarface is killed. Say hello to my little friend. Do you want to play it up? I am Tony Montana. Hey, you are a hustler, Frank. A hustler is a pig that don't fly straight. Manolo, the eyes, they never lie. Right? First you get the money, then you get the power. Then you get the power, then you get the one. Scarface. Yo, I left that movie, and have you ever snot cried? I'm not talking about where, you know, tears just drip down your face, and you're composed. No, and or even when you boohooing, I'm talking about where you're up face ugly, tears running down your face, snot dripping. When I'm telling you, I went back to my car, crying. And I ask God to forgive me. I'm trying to strip this of any deeply religious language. Because you know what, Unchurched Live family, and maybe thank you for the person who logged on. Maybe it's your first time ever watching. You know what? I saw me. When I saw Tony Montana and how he lived, and more importantly, how he died, I saw myself. That was an act of divine intervention. I've had divine impressions to do certain things. And when I did them, I either minimized pain, if you will, or maximized pleasure. I either avoided a problem, or the decision I made based upon the mental impression, a spiritual impression, was the basis of a door opening and good things happening in my life and better things happening in my life. And I've seen it Unchurched Live family, time and time and time and time again. There were certain things. You ever had something happen to you and you look back on it and you just know with all of your talent, all of your abilities, all of your connections, your network, your education, your money, all of that, your ability to finagle and finesse, mentioning myself right about now. And you just know, you said, there's no way I could have done this. This is what I'm looking for. There's no way I could have orchestrated this. You just know. So it begs the question, Unchurched Live family, if you can conclude in those instances in your life that you could not have orchestrated it, if I could not have orchestrated it, it begs the question, well, who did? May I submit for your consideration? God, supreme being, divine intelligence, higher power, creator, Lord, God. Those are my reasons. I've seen God intervene in my life. So I want to say that in spite of the ills of society, in spite of some traumatic events that I've had, one of which was on February 2nd, I was terminated from Radiant Properties. And I can cite the name. I have no axe to grind because I was in a situation that no matter what I did, the infrastructure was so terrible that there's no way I could have had success. You may say, oh, finesse, you're just trying to rationalize. No, because I still have colleagues there and nothing has changed. Traumatic. It was traumatic. It was a traumatic experience from February 2nd to March 19th. And I will say this to you. I'm still recovering financially from that time of unemployment. Traumatic. It took everything within me to maintain my self-esteem, maintain productivity. At the time, I was having issues with my son in school, and I'll be very gentle. He's in the other room, and if he's listening, he's going to say, Dad, why are you talking about me when you were on the air? And I don't want to hear that, so I'll be very general. At the same time, I can say that I saw, and I'm using what is called anthropomorphic language, I saw the hand of God guiding me. And so let me close by saying this. Belief in God is rational for me. And I have friends on Facebook, and many of us are spiritual people. So maybe this particular show, God Talk, Part One, Why I Believe in God, has given you, and this is why I'm going to sound a little cocky. Hey, I'm not, but it is said that it is a sad dog that won't wag his own tail, so I have to give myself some credit, right? I like how I present because I'm more for the spiritual person. I'm more for the skeptic. My calling, my ministry, if you will, is in the marketplace. So maybe these 4 points that I have cited, number one, that a self-starting universe doesn't make sense to me. Two, I see a purpose in my existence. Three, I see an order to the world. And four, I've seen God intervene in my life. Maybe I've enabled you or helped you tonight to give you a rational basis for why you believe in God, as opposed to just saying, well, I believe. I've always believed since I was a kid. I believe now. I went to Sunday school. I went to the mosque. I went to temple. And I believe. Well, I want to challenge you. Why do you believe? I've given you my reasons. I've given you four. Why do you believe? Why if someone came up to you, stopped at a red light, beeped their horn, beep, 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 and said, yo, roll the window down. Why do you believe in God? You should be able to tell them. I believe it was the Apostle Paul said in one of his writings in the scriptures, always be ready to give an account for the hope that lies within you. Well, that's, what does that mean? Be able to explain why you believe. That's what Paul in that writing some, I guess, 2,000 some odd years ago, that's what he was saying. Be able to explain why you believe. And I've given you four reasons that I believe. Maybe you're on the bus or the subway, train. You sit next to somebody. Maybe you're flying. I've flown for most of the month of May. Today's the last day of May. And sitting next to somebody on the plane, and if you're like me, I like to sleep on the plane. I don't want to talk because I work in sales and I'm on radio and TV and I'm talking all the time. When I'm flying, I don't want to talk. However, sometimes inevitably somebody can reach across, they can look across. Oh, hey, buddy. Yes, I'm dozing. I'm wake up. Why do you believe in God? You should be able to tell them. Give them a reason for the hope that resides within you. Be able to explain to them why you believe. So everybody, it's been real. It's been good. I've enjoyed being on the air with you tonight. This is Unchurched Live. What is it? It is a no-holds-barred spiritual conversation for the seeker and the skeptic. I'm your co-host, standing in by myself tonight. Finesse. My co-host, Dr. Stephen E. Gardner, is off tonight. Listen, everybody, we appreciate you. We're going to be back next week. I'm back, and I appreciate Dr. Gardner for standing in when I was out. But I am back, infotaining us with spiritual content. So everybody, it's been real. It's been wonderful. As we say before we close every show, one love. See you next week. Bye-bye.